Chapter 35. Catherine went along the lake to the little hotel to see Ferguson, and I sat in the bar and read the papers. There were comfortable leather chairs in the bar, and I sat in one of them and read until the barman came in. The army had not stood at the Tagliamento. They were falling back to the Piave. I remembered the Piave. The railroad crossed it near Sandona going up to the front. It was deep and slow there and quite narrow. Down below there were mosquito marshes and canals. There were some lovely villas. Once before the war, going up to Cortina d'Ampezzo, I had gone along it for several hours in the hills. Up there it looked like a trout stream, flowing swiftly with shallow stretches and pools under the shadow of rocks. The road turned off from it at Cadore. I wondered how the army that was up there would come down. The barman came in. "Count Greffi was asking for you," he said.
"Who?"
"Count Greffi, you remember the old man who was here when you were here before?"
"Is he here?"
"Yes, he's here with his niece. I told him you were here. He wants you to play billiards."
"Where is he?"
"He's taking a walk."
"How is he?"
"He's younger than ever. He drank 3 champagne cocktails last night before dinner."
"How's his billiard game?"
"Good. He beat me. When I told him you were here, he was very pleased. There's nobody here for him to play with."
Count Greffi was 94 years old. He had been a contemporary of Metternich and was an old man with white hair and mustache and beautiful manners. He had been in the diplomatic service of both Austria and Italy, and his birthday parties were the great social event of Milan. He was living to be 100 years old and played a smoothly fluent game of billiards that contrasted with his own 94-year-old brittleness. I had met him when I had been at Stresa once before, out of season, and while we played billiards, we drank champagne. I thought it was a splendid custom, and he gave me 15 points in 100 and beat me.
"Why didn't you tell me he was here?"
"I forgot it."
"Who else is here?"
"No one you know. There are only 6 people altogether."
"What are you doing now?"
"Nothing. Come on out fishing." "I could come out for an hour."
"Come on, bring the trolling line."
The barman put on a coat and we went out. We went down and got a boat, and I rowed while the barman sat in the stern and let out the line with a spinner and a heavy sinker on the end to troll for lake trout. We rowed along the shore, the barman holding the line in his hand and giving it occasional jerks forward. Stresa looked very deserted from the lake. There were the long rows of bare trees, the big hotels, and the closed villas. I rowed across to the Isola Bella and went close to the walls where the water deepened sharply, and you saw the rock wall slanting down in the clear water, and then up and along to the fisherman's island. The sun was under a cloud, and the water was dark, smooth, and very cold. We did not have a strike, though we saw some circles on the water from rising fish. I rowed up opposite the fisherman's island where there were boats drawn up and men were mending nets. "Should we get a drink?"
"All right."
I brought the boat up to the stone pier, and the barman pulled in the line, coiling it on the bottom of the boat, and hooking the spinner on the edge of the gunwale. I stepped out and tied the boat. We went into a little cafe, sat at a bare wooden table, and ordered vermouth.
"Are you tired from rowing?"
"I row back," he said.
"No, I like to row."
"Maybe if you hold the line, it will change the luck."
"All right."
"Tell me, how goes the war?"
"Rotten."
"I don't have to go, I'm too old. Like Count Greffi."
"Maybe you'll have to go yet."
"Next year they'll call my class, but I won't go."
"What will you do?"
"Get out of the country. I wouldn't go to war. I was at the war in Abyssinia. Nix." "Why do you go?"
"I don't know. I was a fool."
"Have another vermouth."
"All right."